will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, what is that? It's Wednesday. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. It is. And Ty Bollinger is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each week, man. You make the middle of the week so much better.
RSB, what is happening, my orthorexic friend?
My orthorexic friend. See, he's prejudiced against me. He's not my friend. He's my orthorexic friend.
You're orthorexic. You are. You are orthorexic, and I'm proud that you're orthorexic, and I'm always glad to be on with you in the middle of the week.
Yes, we are orthorexic, and so are we. And what does that mean? It means we care about the food we put into our body. Big story today, breaking all over the world and on Natural News, the idea that refined foods, salt and sugar, refined, key word here, very dangerous to your health. Nothing new to us, but, man, it's amazing. The dam is breaking. Consciousness is shifting.
That's almost a moment of duh, isn't it, RSB?
Yeah, and as I said that, a lightning bolt outside my studio, literally a couple of hundred yards away. So I'm getting nervous here. You
hey,
guys might
is
have
that
to.
Super Don, I hear on the line.
Super Don, yes.
Yes, it is I, and I just now caused that lightning bolt because I am Super Don.
Too much. Well, you know, in line with the breaking news on the refined sugar and salt causing health problems, we can talk a little bit about Chipotle, one of our favorite places to eat, can't we, RSB?
Yeah, RSB approved Chipotle in the news because there was a big article saying, well, maybe they're going after meat that is antibiotic laden, and of course, it's got everybody up in arms.
Yeah, apparently one of the spokesmen for Chipotle was saying that they would now consider using beef that from cows that had been injected with antibiotics where before they had a policy not to do that. I'm not so sure that that's what he said, though. I've read different versions on exactly what the guy is saying. Regardless of what he said initially, now they're saying, no, they're not going to do that, which is good. That's what we want from Chipotle, one of our favorite places to eat, isn't it?
Well, yeah. In fact, I have a personal story to tell about this, too, because when we were up in Carolina and, you know, part of the time we were together, Ty, at the Advanced Medicine Seminar, we hit a Chipotle and went in there, and they had a sign up to say that their steak was not the natural range kind of steak that they normally had, and I asked them about it. And it came down to the thing that they're growing so fast that they're outstripping their ability for suppliers to deliver them the quality of food that they've insisted on. So I think it is a growing pain scenario, and they're going to have to make a decision as to whether they compromise their principles so they can continue to grow because it's now a publicly traded company. But I would say as long as they're upfront about the quality or lack thereof of the food they're selling, you know, I'm not going to abandon them on that, but I think that's what I see is happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, I agree. That's the main thing is transparency. That's what we want. That's why we want genetically modified food to be labeled. It's all about being honest and transparent up front. And so I'm with you. As long as they're honest about what they're putting in your burritos, we don't have this burrito backlash, as Mike Adams put it on Natural News, then that's fine with me. Most consumers really don't want meat that's harvested from cows that have been pumped full of antibiotics. And so I'm glad that Chipotle has reversed their initial decision on that because they got some feedback from their customers, and they saw that it was a consensus loud and clear that they didn't want that. And so I hope that Chipotle will continue to be a cut above the rest of the restaurants that are out there.
Yeah, and this, of course, is in opposition to places like Papa John's, who, you know, they claim that they're, like, really natural, fresh ingredients, the best stuff. And, of course, when you begin to ask them about that, they just kind of hem and haw, and they say, well, we didn't really mean it, or we're not going to say anything. And you know, there are chains that are listed like the Olive Garden or even the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
And the way they market these places, people are thinking they're actually getting healthy, fresh foods. And I know intelligent people that go to these places, and they really think they're doing their bodies a favor. And they have just
kidding me. The triple-layer pecan truffle chocolate cheesecake's not healthy?
No, they're talking about the entrees and the salads, but
Okay.
You know, it's the marketing of this, and you know, we were marketed to death, and I talk about my recovery from this kind of food. But the reality is smart people fall for this. You say the word natural, and they kind of go into a hypnotic trance.
Well, natural is a word that means nothing now. Everything is natural now.
Now, it's true that tobacco is natural, but I mentioned last hour that the tobacco cigarettes are not tobacco anymore.
There you go. Look, you know, I like to talk. I heard you and Super Don talking about that, and I wanted to chime in on that because what you said is exactly accurate. Cigarettes do not, the tobacco in cigarettes do not cause cancer. It's the chemicals in the cigarettes that are harmful for you. One of my good buddies, Dr. Michael Farley, with whom I've written a couple of books, he's a doctor. He's a medical doctor. He's also a naturopath. He smokes cigarettes every day. He's a Native American, and Native Americans have been smoking cigarettes every day for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, and they rarely get lung cancer because they're smoking tobacco that they roll their own cigarettes. There's no chemicals in the processing of the tobacco, and it's the chemicals and now genetic modification in addition to that that cause the lung cancer. It's not the tobacco itself.
No, it's a very important point here that things that God created, man really screws up and then pretends and calls them the same thing through slick marketing campaigns. By the way, I do want to mention that if you'd like to be part of the show today live on the air, if you're so inclined to call in, there is a number, 855-362-7458, 855-362-7458. I've heard that Ty doesn't bite, but I might if you're organic, so be careful when you do call in. But, you know, that's a new option here as we're streaming through GCN. We've got capabilities that we're learning about. And, again, cross-pollinating and promoting through naturalnewsradio.com as well. There's a pop-out browser that you have to click. It's different. People are saying, they're scratching their heads like going, where's the Robert Scott Bell Show? It's still here. It's still at Natural News. You just got to click a different listener or program. Again, I guess it's just breaking another habit.
Another habit?
I have some habits.
That I need to break. One of them is the old habit of clicking on certain buttons on the Robert Scott Bell Show to try to listen in, which we were talking about. So absolutely, yes. Right. Just follow the directions. Try not to be a creature of habit or you might miss the show.
Yeah, and we'll pick it up. But the archives are still there. Super Don works on them. They'll be through GCN, also through Natural News Radio, where you're used to finding them. And I will embed the links into the show notes each and every day here, 6 days of the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So what else we got? You know, I covered this.
Real quick, RSB, I wanted to touch on the sugar real quick because you and talked about sugar, mm-hmm. and I wanted to kind of relate that to cancer. Cancer cells love sugar. That's their primary fuel. Okay, cancer cells feed on glucose, and then they excrete lactic acid. The bloodstream carries it back to the liver. It's converted back to glucose. It's an endless cycle that feeds cancer cells. There was a study that was done. I was reading Patrick Quillen, who's a good friend of both of ours. There was a study that was done about 10 years ago on people that were otherwise healthy, and they were fasting, and they were assessing their fasting blood glucose levels. And the phagocytic index, which phagocytes are cell eaters, they're cells in your immune system that actually attack bad cells and they eat them up. But it shows that the neutrophils, the phagocytic index of neutrophils, is completely diminished over 50% on just 100 grams of glucose. In other words, what the sugar did to the mice, it also does to humans. Okay, it kills the human's ability to fight off invaders. And so when you relate that to cancer, what is cancer? It's a cancer is a disease of a compromised immune system where your immune system does not function properly. It can't identify the aberrant cells and take care of them. The sugar compromises that immune system to such an extent that your body can't recognize the cancer cells. Just another reason to stay away from sugar, especially if you're a cancer patient.
Yeah, another reason also to read a couple of books by Ty Bollinger, TMB, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, as well as Work with Your Doctor. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that is making a difference in people's lives rather than looking at cancer as a deficiency of chemotherapy, radiation, or even surgical interventions. Now, the other story I covered a little bit last hour, I know it was kind of shocking here. Did RSB say go have a baby in Vietnam? What was that all about? But I mean,
about the Hep B, right?
Yeah, what's the thought behind giving a hepatitis B vaccination any vaccination? I mean, literally in the first couple of years, particularly the first couple of months, you've got no immune response, even humanly possible, that they still do it. These are smart doctors supposedly acting dumb.
Well, yeah, I don't know, Robert. You know, it kind of makes sense to me to give a newborn baby a Hep B vaccine. After all, doesn't Hep B protect against sexual promiscuity and intravenous drug users? I mean, isn't an infant a pretty good candidate to catch Hep B because they are sexually active when they're immediately born, and they're most likely doing some IV drugs as well, right?
Yeah, like Robert said in the beginning, you know, they're out getting a tattoo.
Yeah, I know. It's like with a dirty needle.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? But
that's the most absurd thing, and I've shared the story before, but I'll share it real quickly. When we had our fourth child, Charity, in Panama, that's the first thing that they do with them is they stab them with the Hep B vaccine, which is one of the most absurd vaccinations for a child that I've ever heard of. Well, not for a child, but Gardasil is another one of those absurd vaccines that we can talk about if you want to. But they immediately inject the child with Hep B vaccine in Panama. We almost could not get back to the United States because we would not allow them to inject Charity with Hep B vaccine. And we had a multiple hour argument with the civil administration down there, I can't remember what they're called, in order to just get a birth certificate for Charity so we could then get a passport and fly back to the States. They almost wouldn't give us a birth certificate if we didn't give Charity Hep B.
Incredible. Incredible.
Boy, and the topic of birth certificates, I mean,
don't get me started. You know, I'm encouraging people to go back to the time when they recorded their family events and births and deaths and marriages in their family Bible and leave it at that.
Your baby is not alive because you don't have a birth certificate.
The problem is, though, you know, when you're in another country and you don't speak the language, you're really at their mercy at that point.
Yeah, I know. It's trouble. But I think that we're encouraging folks here in the United States, those of you who are here listening, the birthplace of sovereignty with the people, which has long been lost, it's re-energizing that concept of what it means and how does it manifest. And that's, you know, that's not taught in schools. In fact, quite the opposite is taught in government schools.
Yeah.
We are taught to be dependent, how not to question authority. And that's really the danger of being in a public school. It's not that you might catch a disease. It's literally that you might be turned into a collectivist robot.
They are government indoctrination centers is what they are, Robert. And that's why we homeschool our kids.
Yeah. Well, amen on that. Hey, listen, do you remember the old Saturday Night Live thing? This was when John Belushi was around Dan Aykroyd. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. No Coke, Pepsi, we change. No Coke, Pepsi. What is that all about? Well, Coke and Pepsi are in the news again. What are they defending? You will not believe it. Of course, it does relate to sugar, and TMB is pretty sweet. So he might chime in on this when we come back from the break. Ah, yes, that's what she says. Listen, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box Wednesday. We go outside with TMB each week. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
All right, RSB, TMB, Ty Bollinger with us. We go outside the box each Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Some of the coolest things we get to do together. Ty, my friend, why are we talking Coca-Cola and Pepsi? It's not our favorite topic, even though I was the Coca-Cola kid growing up, so I know it well.
Well, we want to talk about it briefly because they're the ones that are trying to defend the safety of aspartame in their new advertisements.
We need to kick their aspartame for doing that.
Well, here's the thing. You hear people say, well, you know, aspartame's safe because they've approved it for use in our foods, which is a whole other debate altogether when we look back at the sordid history of the approval of aspartame. But you look at from the years 1985 to 1995, there were over 400 studies on aspartame. Every one of them, except for one, that was an independent study. In other words, that was not funded by G.D. Searle or one of the other companies that had a vested interest in the approval of aspartame, 99-point-something% of the studies, they all found that aspartame was dangerous to your health. So every independent study, except for one that I'm aware of that's ever been done, found that it was dangerous for your health. It's I think over 75% of the adverse reactions, the FDA has a place where you can report adverse reactions. 75% of all adverse reactions for every substance on the market today is for aspartame.
Incredible.
Wow.
I mean, that's not minor, 75%, and it's true. We've talked about the breakdown components. I don't know if we want to revisit them, but certainly we've got to do a lot to detoxify from them. But the fact that they're coming out and doing an advertising campaign to promote the use of them, when they now have stevia, the form of stevia they're doing is not really the kind I would recommend, but chances are it's probably a little less toxic than aspartame, knowing how that's made.
Well, here's the thing. You have Coca-Cola telling you that aspartame's safe. You know, sorry, Coca-Cola, if I don't take your word for it. I mean, it's like a drug dealer to sell you crack cocaine and telling you it's okay for you.
Yeah,
right?
Well, exactly.
You consider the source.
Think about that.
And so, another thing, too, like the 11,000-pound elephant in the room here is with not even dealing with aspartame is when we're talking about sodas in general, high fructose corn syrup. So let's say that you don't want aspartame and you say, I'm just going to go back to the good old-fashioned Coke. Well, you know what? You can't anymore. Because why? Because they don't use sugar anymore. They don't use cane sugar. They use high fructose corn syrup, which is genetically modified, causes all kinds of problems, weight problems, diabetes, obesity, and you name it. So you really can't get a healthy soda anymore unless you try one of the ones. You know, if you're going to have a soda, I really do recommend one of the ones that has the stevia, even though not the best form of stevia, not nearly as toxic as the aspartame, not nearly as toxic as the high fructose corn syrup on your system.
Sure, but also it's interesting to note that there are differences in forms of these things, even like Coca-Cola, like they used to have in Mexico, non-corn syrup versions.
Sure.
Or, let's say, Kellogg's, Pepsi-Cola, and Coca-Cola dropping GMOs in Europe but keeping them going here in the U.S.
Yeah, which takes us back to what we were talking about previously. It looks like the USA is kind of the last in line on getting rid of GMOs. We're still hanging on to the Hep B vaccine. You would think we would be leading the world in these health issues, but we're kind of lagging behind, aren't we, fellas?
It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, you know,
it is.
If
it's
like
very
it.
Embarrassing. You have no idea how many times I will go and I will find a story, and it'll have something, you know, like, oh, this has been discovered to be bad. This drug is having these bad side effects. Of like, I'm going, wow, this is a great story. We can cover this. We're finally getting it. And I look at the detail. It's in India, or
yeah.
It's in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Or it's in China or something. You know, it's like, what's wrong with us? We're supposed to be the leader of the world, right?
Well, supposedly, but it looks like we're not. We're not leading in these areas, and these are pretty important areas. I mean, I've talked about this before on our show and on interviews on other shows. I really feel like that these GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are one of the most, if not the most, dangerous things for the health of the world at this point. I mean, these have the capacity to wipe out future generations because of their effect on the sterility, on reproductive, okay, reproductive health. We've talked about the study that was done at the University of Caen in France before, but I'll mention it again. It came out in September, I think, of last year, showed that by the second to third generation of the hamsters, most of them, a majority of the hamsters, were sterile from the genetically modified organisms. What is this going to do to future generations of people that are not just eating controlled amounts now of genetically modified corn, which those hamsters were? I mean, we're eating, if you're eating processed foods, you are eating massive amounts of genetically modified everything, genetically modified corn, genetically modified soy.
Ty, I hear something ringing. Hello? Taliban? Wait, oh, Monsanto. I mean, Monsanto. Wait, it's Al-Qaeda. They're doing a number on us. It's Monsanto. What's the difference? What is terrorism? It's food terrorism. We got a call we're going to get to in a little bit, 855-362-7458. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention citizens of Northern Arizona, are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
When Nancy Pelosi says, we'll have to pass it to find out what's in it. You just passed Obamacare. We'll figure it out later. And who would have thought that there was... provisions for home invasions, Obamacare home invasions. I'm not kidding you. We're going to get to that in a moment. Ty Bollinger is here with me. It is Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Tell all your friends. Now, co-branded through naturalnews.com, Natural News Radio, and GCN Live. And the links are up in the show notes. If you're not sure how to listen, come on down to robertscottbell.com. We'll hook you up. Ty, my friend,
you were officially
the first caller that tested us out yesterday, because now that we have the interface with GCN, we can take calls live on the air.
I don't count.
You don't count?
No, I don't count.
No, you were good, but we have somebody brave enough to talk to RSB and TMB live on the air. Judy is holding on, and she's got a call question about, a family member. Judy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Doing well, Judy. What's up?
My daughter's been... diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome. It's an autoimmune deficiency.
Yeah.
And they're doing an experimental drug on her. It's Rituxan.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess, or Rituxan. What do you suggest that she does so she wouldn't have to take this, other than change her diet?
Well, other than change her diet, why do you say other than?
Well, I know she takes vitamins, but is there something else that you recommend that we don't know of?
Sure, sure. No, I mean, this comes to a really fundamental question about anything related to this, because it's not that we can prescribe or not prescribe for her, but certainly I would encourage you to pick up Ty's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, because you're dealing with immune dysregulation, immune dysfunction, which is always, you know, precipitates some more severe crises, including those in the cancer realm. Giving a toxic experimental drug that monkeys with your B cells is not really the corrective action I would take, and many of these doctors that are giving these experimental drugs would never prescribe it for themselves or their own family members, but they're happy to do it for you guys and gals. So, Ty, in this case, we're coming back to the basics here.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. Has your daughter been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or not? Because there's a subgroup of the Sjögren syndrome that gets the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Has she been diagnosed with cancer?
No. They say that she has her own immune system is fighting her own gene, her own cells.
Autoimmunity again. Yeah.
Autoimmunity. Yeah, it's autoimmune. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, autoimmune disease, what's one of the major causes of autoimmune disease, RSB, that we talk about all the time?
Well, let me just tell you what I talked about last hour. They said refined salt. They're acknowledging refined salt alone, much less everything else we've talked about, refined sugars, refined foods of all kinds, stimulating autoimmunity because they're corrupting cellular metabolic function.
Refined salt, you know, the gut dysbiosis is a major mm-hmm. player in autoimmune disease. You know, one thing I would get you to check out, and what's the caller's name again? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Judy.
One thing I would get you to check out, Judy, is if you go to cancertruth.net, which is my website, you can do a search. There's two products that you might want to look at, and this is not a recommendation. I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe treatments, et cetera, et cetera. This is just something you might want to read. There's a product called LifeOne, LifeOne, and you can search cancertruth.net. You can learn about LifeOne there. And there's also a product called Carnivora, which is an immunomodulator. It helps with some autoimmune diseases. And again, not a recommendation, just information you might want to read up on. And you can read both of those on cancertruth.net. Those would be good places to start.
Okay.
Beautiful,
right,
Judy.
Well, fine.
Appreciate you calling. I do. Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Well, we have got some good healing information available to you through many of the guests. And Ty himself, the author, with working with Dr. Farley, has put out some great stuff. Also, selenium. When we talk about metabolic functions of the cells, cellular methylation issues, selenium, we're dependent upon it, yet it's lacking in so many of the foods. And, of course, we would recommend anybody within the cancer realm to ingest, based on the science alone, at least 200 micrograms a day. And I've done more than that when necessary.
I do about 400.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And a food-grown form is what we're after, not the synthetic variety. So, Ty, I know I threw this at you. By the way, Judy, thanks again for the call. I know I threw this at you at the break, this idea of Obamacare home invasions. Did you absorb a little bit of that while we were taking a break there?
Yeah, this is unbelievable, Robert. This is seriously unbelievable. This trumps every other story we were going to talk about today. HHS website states that your family is going to be targeted for home invasions under Obamacare. Forced home inspections is what they're calling them. If you fall into the high-risk categories of families where the mom is not yet 21 or families where someone is a tobacco user. I mean, how many families does that hit? Half the United States? Families mm-hmm. where children have low student achievement, developmental delays, or disabilities? Okay, what exactly is low student achievement anyway? And then families with individuals who are serving or formerly served in the armed forces. If you're in one of those four groups, then you may be targeted for under a forced home inspection under Obamacare. Can anyone spell tyranny?
Yeah. Well, you know, and some are saying, well, no, this is only going to happen in people that are on Medicaid because they're on a form of welfare, that, as they say. But there's evidently no reference to Medicaid being the determinant factor for a family to be eligible. So as I've said for so many, you plug into Obamacare because you think you have to. You can't imagine how many strings are attached to this. And they're going to send out a federal police force to come to your home, and you can't refuse them. There's no warrant. There's no Fourth Amendment. You just got, hey, you want Obamacare? Oh, your kids aren't vaccinated? I'm sorry. You can't participate in this. You're SOL, or else we'll take your kids. I'm telling you, some people on the left are still going, Robert, you're just a conspiracy nut, whatever. Listen, we're reading this thing, and I'm telling you, anytime you accept a quote-unquote benefit from government, it comes with some strings that are not to your benefit. And this is not voluntary, although from a religious freedom perspective, they have made exemptions into Obamacare for certain religious groups like the Amish, etc. And I'm here to tell you that is unconstitutional to pick one religion out and not others. Whatever your religious beliefs are, you better get back to them and recognize you have an obligation to opt out of this horrific system of disease management.
Yeah, and with as broad as these categories are, it pretty much could encompass 90% of the people in the United States. So don't think that because you don't smoke and you're not under 21 that you're not going to be targeted. Because government can abuse authority, government does abuse authority.
Yeah, by definition, that's the point. And of course, these people come in, these federal police, health care officials, whatever they're going to be. I don't know who they're going to find. Out of work TSA agents, if that's possible. They don't know anything about health and health care. They're just, the only thing they know is that if you don't have a vaccine, that's not good. That's the limit of their knowledge base in government. Government and healthcare, oxymoron. They don't go together. Even modern medicine and healthcare don't go together. It's an oxymoron. It's disease management. It's disease creation outside of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Modern medicine is not for recovering your health when it comes to these chronic diseases. Case in point, the call we just took from Judy. They want to put a toxic experimental chemotherapy drug on a person that doesn't even have cancer, not recognizing that this person is probably eating refined foods, which could be refined sugars and salts and additives and preservatives and flavorings. Where's the check on heavy metals? When we talk about with Dr. Bitar, cancer outside the box. You've written about all of this.
Yeah, and the modern medical doctors, they have. Remember a few weeks ago we interviewed with Dr. Irvin Sawney, my good buddy in San Antonio.
Yes.
And how many hours of education on nutrition did he have in all of his medical education? Remember he told us on the air?
It wasn't much.
It was either 1 or 3 hours. Literally, it was either a 3-hour course or a 1-hour course. But it was less than half a day that he spent in 10 plus years learning about nutrition.
Incredible.
So doctors don't know about nutrition. So they can't tell you how your diet is going to impact your health when they don't know about it themselves.
No. And by the way, on Obamacare, if you think it's so great back in Congress, why did they exempt congressional staffers from it? Why are they using your money, your taxpayer funds, to pay for their Obamacare? Because they know it is so expensive, it's unaffordable. Again, the Affordable Care Act, unaffordable, so that they would have lost, they call it, their brains, the staffers that do the stuff behind the scenes. And they would have left if they had not passed this exemption to Obamacare by providing the ability to fund it. Your taxpayer funds.
You know what? Concerning Obamacare, we're talking about these forced inspections. What makes you think that they're not going to target people that are dissenting voices with the government for the forced inspections? I mean, everybody is going to somehow be thrown into these one of these four categories so that they're eligible to be these forced inspections. So what's going to stop them to do the same thing they did with Brandon Robb? Remember the Marine that was
his home was
broken into and he was arrested without really even being charged with anything because he had some controversial Facebook posts that were anti-administration.
Yeah, and what's going to stop the SWAT teams from coming over to your house to force your teenager to mow the lawn?
Well, they did that. Didn't they do that, a SWAT team in Arlington, Texas?
Yeah, basically they were going after another little mini food cooperative, a private little buying group.
Yep.
And they went in to look for cannabis, found none, and then they cited them for stupid stuff and then said, you better mow your lawn.
Yeah. That's all they could get him on. Mow the lawn. You can see the jackbooted thugs doing that. Look, dumb cops, go to the water treatment plant if you want to see some drugs being used in your tap water.
Yeah, it's a bunch of clowns. It's a bunch of clowns running the government.
Yeah.
And speaking of clowns, what is this story about a rodeo clown being banned for life?
Yeah, in Missouri, there was a rodeo clown that had an Obama face on, you know, like a little clown mask, but it looked like Obama. And this rodeo clown has been banned for life, for going into the arena and asking, you know, the people to clap. Apparently the crowd went crazy. He said, how many of you want to see Obama chased by a bull or run down by a bull? And the crowd went crazy. Well, the Missouri Rodeo Association has banned this cowboy for life because he wore an Obama mask. I mean, come on. I mean, maybe that's distasteful. I actually think it's funny. But even if it's distasteful, isn't that what the First Amendment is supposed to cover?
Yeah, it's supposed to cover offensive speech, particularly. And particularly if he was wearing a Bush mask, they wouldn't have said anything.
No, they wouldn't have.
Of course, if it was a Bush mask, the bull would have run for cover. Actually, they ran for cover on both because drones are coming in. You know, they're sending the drones.
They're going to get you with the drones.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, listen, Ty, man, time goes so fast when we're together. I love it. TMB, RSB here. We've got to tell you about a very special ebook now available to you for free when we come back from this break. Yeah, you want to learn about the vitamins and minerals and the trace minerals that the rest of the world doesn't want you to know about, the pharmaceutical world doesn't. Well, we want you to know about it. We're going to get it to you for free after this break. Check it all out. The links to Ty as well are up at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to naturalnews.com. Thank you as well to GCN for syndicating us all over planet Earth. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hey, thank you everybody for grooving the health world with Ty Bollinger, TMB and RSB here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don in tow, doing a thing, making it sound so good. Shane on the board. And, of course, there is a toll-free number to call in. Write it down, 855-362-7458. And we have got a lot more to go. Tomorrow we got Brian Hooker, Ph.D. He's the one that's taking on the CDC on the vaccine autism thing, so that's going to be great. And, of course, the e-book. We got an e-book. What is that? What's going on there, Ty? E-book, huh?
Free? Yeah, we got an e-book. Go to thepowertoheal.com. That's our website, RSB and TMB together. And what we decided was we thought it was important to go back to the basics, to just explain the fundamentals of how vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and just the way that these different cofactors work together to create optimal health. And so we've co-authored an e-book. It's a 5,280-page, I'm just joking. It's about it's a real small 20-page ebook. It's a very easy read. But if you go through that ebook and you can grasp the concepts, and it's actually a very funny ebook. It's written down, you know, taken down a notch, so it's very understandable. If you can grasp that, you'll have a good fundamental knowledge of how these cofactors work to give you optimal health. Very important topic.
Thank you for cracking my egghead to help make this possible.
Let's just say that I was the one I took it down a notch. Robert's brain is extremely big, so a lot of these concepts, I had to take it down a notch because my brain's maybe a size down.
No, Ty was throwing out concepts at me. I'd be going, are you speaking English? What is that? What does that mean? No, we had a great time.
It's a good ebook. It's really, it's an easy read, some really cute pictures. It's actually something that you can read. My kids have read it, and they like it. They know, and they're 11, 10, 6 years old, so... You know, your kids will really enjoy it as well.
Yeah, tell your friends, send them to thepowertoheal.com. Also, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com each and every day so you can get access to it absolutely free and say thanks again. That's how we do what we do. Now, going back to school, a lot of kids are even already back in school. They are desperate to turn your kids into the pincushions that they are not or supposed to be. And Indiana, up there in the Midwest, is doing something, offering some freebies. What's going on?
Free school supplies to children who get vaccinated. I mean, this is about as low as it gets. You get your kid vaccinated, we'll give you some free crayons. I mean, it makes me think of the pervert in the van going, hey, little girl, you want some candy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing anything to entice a child into a dangerous situation. If they only knew the dangers in these vaccines, and... if the parents only knew that, no, they're not mandatory, are they, Robert?
No, they're not. In fact, they've always been optional, but I wish it was more of a question of opting in rather than opting out because they've convinced us, millions in generations of Americans that they can't send their kids to school without getting shot up with experimental toxic poisons. And I'm understating it, in fact, in this case. But I want to remind you, and Ty does too, that you have the religious freedom and obligation to defend your children from dangerous experimental medication. No matter what they say, It is not required. Now, we're not big fans of public schools. That's, you know that. We're overt on that. We don't hide that. But if you feel for ever any reason that you have to send your kids there, they do not have to be shot up in order to go there. You must claim religious exemption in most every state other than West Virginia. There's something wrong up there. But and again, it's not mattering what religious belief you have, what congregation you go to. It's a personal, deeply held religious conviction. Begin to own it right now to protect your children.
Yeah, and here's the quote that just really got me. This is the quote from Dr. Deborah McMahon, which is the Allen County, Indiana Health Commissioner. She says, getting children all of the vaccines recommended by CDC's immunization schedule is one of the most important things parents can do to protect their children's health and that of the classmates and the community. You know what? Maybe Dr. McMahon should check the latest research, which we've gone over in depth on this show, which says exactly the contrary to that.
Hmm. Yeah, the idea that you can stimulate antibodies artificially and trigger, let's say, healthy immune responses, no. You poison the body, you poison immunity. You can identify the bad guys, but if you're too sick to respond, what good is it? And that's what vaccines do. If they do anything at all, they might suppress the expression of an appropriate immune response.
Yep.
Which is not the disease itself, but they're so wrong on this issue, so wrong, yet they have all the egghead researchers, the PhD degrees, and they, the vaccinologists, the vaccine worshippers, are not using the sense that God may have given them.
Yeah, well, I mean, looking at the comments, people across the board are saying, well, don't we all know that vaccines save lives? Vaccines save lives. Hey, this is just the propaganda that you've been indoctrinated to regurgitate. That's not the facts. We got the facts, and we'll share them with you.
And we go outside the box. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, RSB. Always a pleasure.
Well, we've got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time for today. In the meantime, all you have to do is remember this and remind everyone else this, that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.